right, another bitter cold morning. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. First thing that I did this morning is the first thing I think a lot of people did, and that was I checked my Mega Millions ticket. Finding out that I was not a winner, I decided to go to work. Joining us right now is ABC news correspondent Ryan Burrow. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you didn't go out and start spending your winnings yet, because your odds are very, very long.
Always check the ticket first. Nobody won last night, so the jackpot rolls over to, what are they figuring for the next drawing?
$418 million as of right now for Friday's drawing. And this is interesting because that's not a record. It's a top 10. In fact, we've slid into the top 5 now for the Mega Millions. But when you also factor in the Powerball drawing tonight at $440 million, odds are when you're driving down the interstate, driving down the highway, you may see one of those billboards, and it shows two massive numbers up there for these multi-state drawings. Between $418 million and $440 million, there's a lot of money that could potentially be won. Now, this is how these games were designed. Mega Millions just revamped the game back in October as a way to grow the jackpot more. They increased the minimum pot to $40 million. It was $15. They made the numbers more difficult to hit, and as a result, we are now we just had the 23rd rollover without a winner. So it's been a while since there's been a winner. The number swells, and that tends to get more and more people out, because no one wants to win a measly $15 million, right? They only want to win $418 million.
That's just it. I don't buy the tickets when it's only $15 million. I want the big prize. It's not that often that you see both of these big multi-state games have jackpots this large, is it?
Exactly. So it's kind of like you can get your fix. You know, you miss this one, well, the next day there's another big one you can go with. And if there's no winner tonight in Powerball, we'll run into the same situation, bang, bang, on Friday and Saturday, where you'll have two mammoth jackpot drawings. Your odds, by the way, are absolutely terrible. They're awful. I don't know a better way to describe it. One in 302 million to win the Mega Millions, one in 292 million to win Powerball. So don't think that your odds are any better today than they were back in October. They're not. There may be more people playing, which means there could be more winners, supposedly, but it doesn't necessarily mean that your odds are any better.
So buying five tickets instead of one ticket, that doesn't really increase my odds that much, does it?
Very, very slightly. And yeah. And spending your entire paycheck to buy tickets does not increase your odds much better either. Just understand these are very, very long odds. They're designed that way. Now, part of why Mega Millions changed its game is they wanted more smaller winners. So they do have more opportunities for you to win some of these smaller prizes, including matching some of the numbers. If you're able to match all five numbers but not the Mega Millions, you win a cool $1 million. So I'd be fine with that.
Absolutely. I could learn to live on that. No doubt about it. The thing that keeps me and other lottery players playing, though, when the jackpot gets like this, is somebody's got to win.
Eventually, yeah. And that's how the ad campaigns have worked, right? I mean, you can't win unless you play. But you know, this is also a terrific opportunity. A lot of people in offices get together, coming back from the holidays, to put together some kind of office pool. Everyone tosses in a couple bucks, and you can kind of have fun with it that way. But yeah, your odds are still really, really long. Although I guess if you don't play, the only thing you're saving is your $2.
I guess so. Eventually, this one of these jackpots is going to get to $1 billion. Isn't it?
We're probably going to get there. Yeah. I mean, just the way these odds are stacked, it seems like that's the direction we're going. I feel like we have this conversation, right, every few months about this new record and this new high. We're not quite there yet, but yeah, we're probably going to get there at some point.
All right. Well, no Mega Millions last night. We'll try Powerball tonight. Ryan, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.